The Mishnah, the Masechta Brachos, Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, teaches us, Hivi lefan of Meliach Tchila, or Pas Imai, if they brought something sharp, and then with it bread, Mevarach al Meliach, the halacha is that you make the bracha on the Meliach, or Paiter as a Pas, and you don't make a bracha on the bread, Shapas Tfeil Aloi. Because the halacha is that the pas is the tuffel, and the meliach is the ikker. And our Mishnah teaches us the halacha of ikker v'tuffel. That when you have an ikker and a tuffel, you make the bracha on the ikker, and you need not make a bracha on the tuffel. Zaklal, for the Mishnah points out, kol shu ikker v'imoy tfeila, whenever you have an ikker and a tuffel, mevarach al ikker paitas atfeila, you only make a bracha on the ikur and you need not make a bracha on the tuffel. It's interesting to point out that the Prima Gaddim asks that why does the Mishnah have to say the same rule twice? The Mishnah teaches us the halacha of meliach and pas, and the Mishnah also teaches us the halacha zaklal. The Mishnah teaches us the rule. Isn't the Mishnah actually saying the same rule twice? So the Prima Gaddim answers, if we only had the first din of the Mishnah, of Meliach and Pas, we would think that why is the halacha that if you made a bracha on the Meliach, you need not make a bracha on the Pas? Because what is the bracha on the Meliach? The bracha on the Meliach is a shahakal. And as we have previously learned in our Masechta, if you make a shahakal, that b'dievid works for any type of food. And since that works for any type of food, therefore there I would say the halacha is that by making the bracha on the meliach, we need not make the bracha on the pas. But let's say it'll be a situation where the two foods in question, neither of them has the bracha of a shahakal. Since neither of them has the bracha of a shahakal, there may be, since we don't have the rule that we just mentioned, that whenever you make a bracha, a shahakal, but the evidence acceptable, we would therefore think that you need to make two separate brachas. Teaches us the Mishnah that even when we have two different brachas, neither being shahakal, the din of ikar and tuffel continue to apply. Ask the Gemara, Umikid Mididavi Meliach Iker or Pas Tfeila. So ask the Gemara, is it possible to have a situation that the Meliach is the Iker and the Pas is the Tafel? Answers the Gemara, Amr of Achabreder Aveira, Amr of Ashi, Ba'oichla Peris Gnoiser Shana. It's talking about Peris Gnoiser, which are very sweet Peris. And normally, after they ate the Peris Gnoiser, they were so sweet, as the Gemara actually goes on to describe. Since they were so very sweet, people would have to eat something salty afterwards. And after they ate the salty food, to get that salty taste out of their mouth, they would then eat bread or mezainis. And that is the case that's being referred to in our Mishnah. As we approach understanding this halacha of pas ikar v'tuffel, which is all of the mefarshim that discuss the halachas of brachas, tell us that this halacha of ikar and tuffel is probably the most fundamental halacha in all of hilchas brachas. The mefarshim try to attempt to understand this halacha and to understand how to apply this halacha. The first question that needs to be understood as we approach this halacha of ikar v'tuffel, tell us the paiskim, is to try to understand what does ikar v'tuffel mean. Does ikar v'tuffel mean that the bracha on the ikar takes care of the bracha of the tuffel? In other words, certainly there's a chiv of bracha both on the ikar and on the tuffel. Just Chazal taught us that by making the bracha on the ikar, we need not make a bracha on the tuffel. But it doesn't mean to say that there is no chiv bracha on the tuffel. Or do we understand this to mean that ikar v'tuffel comes to say that there is no chiv bracha on the tuffel? or there is a chiyuv bracha, but it's taken care of by the ikar. So actually, as we approach this question, it could be suggested that Tosfos himself is trying to help us know the answer to this question. Because if we look at the first Tosfos on the Amud, Baruch L'Peiris G'nois Hashanu, Tosfos points out, Shemlich Ikishubala Hoshiv Alev, Shenechlash, name is Sikas HaPeiris. Tosfos says, what happened here, as we said, was somebody ate the very sweet fruit. And because he ate the very sweet fruit, he now needs to eat something salty. The bread that comes afterwards is only there because now I ate something very salty, sharp. I need to take that taste out of my mouth by eating the bread. As Tosfos, Vim Timer, so we have three foods here. We have the sweet fruit, we have the meliach, the salty food, and then we have the bread. As Tosfos, so if our Mishnah Gemara trying to teach us the halacha of ikar v'tafel, in time a peiros have an ikar, so here we have a situation that the peiros are the ikar, or meliach tafel, or levarach ala peiros v'lift the kula. So Tosfos' question is, why does our Mishnah have to talk about the pas? The case of ikar v'tafel should be that the peiros are the ikar, and the meliach is the tafel. Answers Tosfos, v'yeshloim the ma'irish loy ochel ala peiros by samaymet. Indeed, peiros and meliach can be a situation of ikar v'tafel. The peiros being the ikar, the meliach being the tafel. Our Mishnah says Tosfos is referring to a situation where the peiros weren't there. So even though they theoretically could be a tafel, they are only a tafel when they're actually there. One Tosfos says. Inami. When he ate the peiros genoiser, lo hayosham adai meliach upas. There was no meliach and pas there yet. He wasn't aware she yichlish liboy machas hamasikas. He wasn't aware that he's going to need to eat something because it's so very sweet. So Tosfos is teaching us a number of halacha lemaisa. One thing Tosfos is teaching is that you could have a double tuffle. Because let's think about our case, Tosfos says. The meliach is the tuffle to the peiros, and the pas is meliach, is the tuffle to the meliach. Yet they're both considered tuffle. But Tosfos teaches us that the halacha is that when do we rely on ikar v'tuffle? Only when the tuffle was there, or I intended to eat the tuffle. If the tuffle wasn't there, or I did not intend to eat the tuffle, it's not considered a situation of ikar v'tafel. Rabbeinu Yonah, however, has an entirely different way of understanding our Gemara. Rabbeinu Yonah says the way the peiros, it wasn't a three steps, starting with the peiros genoiser, then eating the meliach, and then eating the pas. Rather, the peiros, as the Gemara goes on to describe, was so very sweet. So since the peiros was so very sweet, they used to put salt right on the peiros. So the peiros and the salt are one food. And after they ate that, then they ate the pas as the tuffle. So what is the machloikis, perhaps, of Rabbeinu Yonah versus Tosfos, and how to learn pshat in the Gemara? Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't want to learn like Tosfos, because Rabbeinu Yonah says that whenever you have a situation of ikar v'tuffle, it makes no difference if the tuffle is here or the tuffle is not here. A tuffle is a tuffle, and there's no chiyuv bracha on a tuffle. And therefore, the difference that Tzurutzin that Tosfos comes up with, that the tuffle wasn't here, I didn't intend to eat the tuffle, are all immaterial. Tosfos, however, holds that a tuffle has a chiyuv bracha. What's the raya that Tosfos holds that a tuffle has a chiyuv bracha? Because Tosfos is saying that unless it's a real tuffle, that means if the tuffle wasn't here, or the tuffle I wasn't thinking about, then it doesn't have the halacha of a tuffle, I'm going to have to make its own bracha. So it's perhaps a machlokes rishonim. So before we go any further, it's important to point out that there are situations that clearly the tuffle doesn't have a chiyuv bracha. Actually, Tosfos himself, in the next Tosfos, I think is trying to teach us that. Taisus says, Merarach al Maliach, Fa'afgav de Meshmeinen, even though we've learned previously in our perek, the past poites of a peris, that when we have past at a meal, the aloch is we need not make a brach on the other cooked foods. Istrich l'shminen. Taisus says that there are times that the past tuffel, as we just learned that the past is a tuffel, and since the past is a tuffel, the aloch is you don't make a bracha on the pass because it's a tuffel. What's Taisus teaching us? I think what Taisus is teaching us is that even though we're learning here the halacha of tuffel and ikker, Taisus is staying true to his shita, as we just explained a moment ago. And Taisus' shita is that when you have an ikker of a tuffel, you make a bracha on the tuffel has a chi of bracha. That's only, however, says Taisus, when it's a tuffel and an ikker. The tuffel has a chiyah bracha, yet here we're learning that if certain times you will make a bracha, and certain times you won't make a bracha on a tuffel. It's very different, however, says Taisus, when we're talking about a meal. When we're talking about a meal, there Taisus says, the pas, there's a special halacha about pas. The pas, when you make a hamotzi, you need not make a bracha on anything else that you eat. And what Taisus is actually teaching us is, and where's the halacha l'maisa? As Taisus just himself said, let's say I start with an ikker, and the tuffel wasn't there, Taisus said, or I wasn't thinking about the tuffel. When the tuffel will come, I'll have to make a bracha on the tuffel. However, says Taisus, let's say I make a hamotzi at the beginning of the meal, and I didn't even know what I'm going to get to eat, or I knew what I'm going to get to eat, and then some other foods came to the meal. There, Taisus will say, you don't make a bracha on the other food. It wasn't there. I wasn't thinking about it. Because the halacha Taisus is teaching us, the halacha of ikker v'tafel, and the halacha of pas, that when you make a hamotzi at the beginning of the meal, you need not make any other brachas, are two very different rules. There, indeed, by pas, there's no chiv bracha at all on any other food. Whereas, when we speak about ikker v'tafel, there is a chiv bracha on the tuffel, just given the right conditions, you need not make a separate bracha on the tuffel. So then there's another situation, however, where everybody will agree that there is entirely no chiv bracha on the tuffel. And that's by mitzvahs. The example I'd like to give is by the Seder. We make a bracha, we take the maror, and we dip the maror into charoisis. So the halacha is, we only make a bracha on the maror, and we make no bracha on the charoisis. The charoisis is clearly a tuffel to the maror. And since the charoisis is a tuffel to the maror, the halacha is that you still don't make a bracha. There, everybody will agree that you don't make a bracha on the charoisis ever. When it's a mitzvah, the halacha is you only make a bracha on the ikar, and there is no chiv bracha at all on the tafel. Why is mitzvah different than Birchas Hanenen? So we could say a very nice explanation. By Birchas Hanenen, every food comes with an independent chiv bracha. Since every food comes with an independent chiv bracha, we have to make a bracha on every food. Now Chazal and our Mishnah indeed taught us that sometimes you do, and sometimes you don't. But that's only when it's that has specific rules, as we've been saying and will be saying. Birchas HaMitzvahs is Chazal composed the bracha. But Chazal composed that there is only a bracha on the ikar. Chazal never composed a bracha. Chazal would never misaken a bracha for the tafel. And since Chazal would never misaken a bracha for the tafel, there is no shaila that the tuffel has no chiyu bracha. So as I said, this question of how to view the din of ikar v'tuffel is a discussion by the achroinim. The Chazon Ish brings the raya from Taisus, because the Chazon Ish says the fact that Taisus says that if the tuffel wasn't there when I made the bracha on the ikar, or I didn't intend to eat the tuffel, I have to make a new bracha on the tuffel, that clearly says the Chazon Ish, is a raya that the tuffel carries its own chiyah bracha. Rabbi Aryeh Leib Malan brings a raya from a different halacha. The halacha is that if you ate the tofel before the ikur, the Shulchan Aruch already paskins that then you would have to make a bracha on the tofel. And the Tosfos Yontif brings a raya that that's what actually our Mishnah is coming to teach us. Because our Mishnah said, what are the words of the Mishnah? Haviyu lefanam miliach betchila, if they brought the miliach first. Why is the Mishnah using the words that they brought the miliach first? Says the Tosfos Yontif. Because the Mishnah is trying to teach us that only if you ate the ikur, the maliach, before the tafel, then and only then is the halacha that you need not make a bracha on the tafel. But if you ate the tafel before the ikur, then you have to make a bracha on the tafel. If, says Rav Arya Leib, the halacha is that you don't need to make a bracha on the tafel, there's no chi bracha at all on the tafel, so what's the difference if I ate the tafel before the maliach or ate the tafel after the maliach? I should have to always make a bracha. I should not have to make a bracha on the tafel. The fact that the Mishnah says that only because I ate the ikur first need I not make a bracha on the tafel is a raya that the halacha is that the tafel still carries with it its own chiyuv bracha. Davni Nezer, and I think Ramosha as well, however, hold that there is no chiyuv bracha on the tafel at all. Because the Avdinezer brings a very nice raya. The Avdinezer says that the halacha is that if the ikur, the bracha achroina, our Mishnah, the bracha achroina maliach is a bar in the fashas. The bracha achroina on pas is benching. The halacha is that when we come to bracha achroina, we paskin, even though there's a discussion in the Beis Yosef, we paskin that we only make the bracha achroina of the ikur. If the tafel still carries with it its own chiyuv bracha, so here I ate pas. How could it be, asked the Avni Nezer, that I ate pas, and you're saying that the pas, albeit being it's a tafel, still carries with it its own chiyuv bracha, that you could be yaitse with barin nefashos for pas? If we say that the tafel has no chiyuv bracha at all, then we could understand why there's no chiyuv to make a bracha to bench here. But if we say that it carries with it a chiyuv bracha, then how do I avoid the benching? So it's a raya, says the Avni Nezer, that there is no chiyuv bracha on the tafel at all. Actually, the mefarshim that disagree with Avni Nezer say that this is not a compelling raya. Because they'll say that in such a case, Chazal said the bracha achroina on this bread is not but benching, is not shalosh brachas, but it's bari nefashos. So it's not that we're saying there's no chiyuv bracha on the tafel. There is a chiyuv bracha. The chiyuv bracha you fulfill with the bracha achroina that you're making on the ikur. Where would this be relevant la'alocha l'maisa? Let's say someone ate a case that we're discussing, our Mishnah. The maliach is the ikur, the pas is the tafel. And we could come up with a number of scenarios. One scenario is, let's say he ate so much pas that he's full. And we know, as we've been learning in our Masechta, and we'll actually continue learning, that on pas, if you're full, the chiv benching, b'chalta b'savata v'rachta, is a chiv deraisa. Will the din of ikur and tafel still apply that you wouldn't have to bench? If we learn like the Avni Nezer, it wouldn't make a difference. You still wouldn't have to bench. If we ever we learn like the Chazon Ish and like the others, we certainly will still have to bench. Why? Because the tafel has its own independent chiv. And when there's a chiv deraisa, because I ate a whole meal, I ate so much bread that I'm full, I would have to bench. And it's actually a machloikis ha-paiskim. Although I have to say, most paiskim say in this case, you ate so much bread, you should bench. But then I saw another interesting question. We've learned that when you eat a bracha rishayna, you always have to make, no matter how little you ate. A bracha achroina, you only make if you eat a shear. So let's say we have the case of an ikur v'tafel. You have a maliach, but you didn't eat the shear of a maliach. So you have no chiv a bracha achroina. But you did eat bread, more than a kazayis of bread, that the halach is that once you eat a kazayis of bread, you have to bench. What would be the halach in such a situation? Do you make a bracha achroina? What bracha achroina do you make? So I saw it's a machlekes apaiskim. Ramosha in Chelik Orchaim Chelik Dalit Simon Mem Beis, true to his shita, says that you make a bracha, you wouldn't bench. Because on a tuffel, there is no chiyuv of benching. It makes no difference if you ate the shear of the tuffel and not the shear of the ikker. Many paiskim, Rav Yosef, Rav Volzner, they say, Vadi, you would bench. What's the machloikis? Does the tuffel carry its own chiyuv bracha? If you say it carries its own chiyuv bracha, so here you would have to bench, given that you ate a shear of the tuffel and not a shear of the ikker. If you say it doesn't carry with it its own independent chiyuv, it makes no difference. You wouldn't bench here. Rav Moshe says it could combine the ikker and tuffel, that even though you didn't eat the shear of the ikker, but if you put the bread together, and it's very much as the way we explained, now the chiyuv bracha is bari nefashos, and you can make a bari nefashos even though most of what you ate was bread, and bread normally doesn't carry a chiyuv of eating bari nefashos. Another raya to the sheet of the Chazon Ish is we look in the Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim Simon Reish Yud Beis. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Kol she'ikar v'imoy tfeila, pirish, double-built-in nachshav, something that's not significant, b'varach al ikar v'paitas ha'tfeila. You make a brach on the ikar, and you need not make a brach on the tfeila. Bein brach ha'shlefneh, bein brach ha'shlechreh. The din of ikar tafel applies both to brach rishon and brach ha'chroina. Loy mi'boyim, and we'll speak about this more in another shiur, im ikar mevur v'metafel, if the ikar and the tafel are mixed together, elo afilu kol echad levadoi, even if each one is separate, v'afilu pashu choshev mikol, even if it's bread, imu tofu, kigon she'oichel dag meliach v'oichel pas imoy, you ate the herring and eat with it bread, kidei shlo yizikena begroina, that it shouldn't hurt your throat, b'varach al dag v'poiter sa pas, you make the bracha on the fish and you need not make a bracha on the pas, kimin shu'tofu. Says the Ramah, if you like the tafel, bevarach alav, achkach bevarach al ikar. So what's the difference if you like it or not? It's a tafel. And if a tafel doesn't carry with it a chiyuv bracha, what's the difference if you like it or more? From here we see, say the Mefarshim, that Ramah is teaching us that the tafel does have a chiyuv bracha. And therefore, even though therefore, we have to look at the circumstances. Just like Tosfos taught us that if we didn't intend to eat the tuffel and then we changed our mind, we should have to make a bracha on the tuffel. So too, if I like the tuffel more, so it's not really a real tuffel. And since a tuffel still carries its own independent chiyuv bracha, I would have to make a bracha. Continues the Ramah. Hadam avarchem ala iko paitas at tefillah. Hanish Oichlam Bayakhir, if I eat the ikr and tafel together, or Shaoichl ikr tchela, or I eat the ikr first. Amam Oichr had tafel tchela, kigon shiroitzel lishtois, vroitzel lachel, I want to eat and drink. Tchela kadeshla yishta libra kaina, or Shaoichl gudgoni gudgonius, I ate some food, lamatik ashtia, to put that to have my mouth sweet. Mavarchal Oichl tchela, apish tafel ashtia. So here he quotes the Trumas Adashin, that you make a bracha, if you eat the tuffel before the ikker, you make a bracha on the tuffel. But now the Ramah says a very interesting halacha. Says the Ramah, even though we just quoted the Trumas Adashin, and even though the Trumas Adashin says that if you eat the tuffel before the ikker, you have to make a bracha on the tuffel, tells us the Ramah, what bracha do you make? You make a shahakel. The Magen Avraham and many Paiskim qualify what the Ramah said. And they say that when is this halacha said? This halacha said is that the bracha on the tafel is shahakal. And the bracha on the ikar is a shahakal. Make a bracha on the tafel and don't make a bracha on the ikar. But let's say the bracha on the tafel is one bracha. And the bracha on the ikar is another bracha. And you're eating the tafel before the ikar. Then you have to make the bracha that the tafel carries with it. That means, let's say you're eating two shahakals. So even though you're eating the tuffel before the ikar, says the Magen Avraham, make your shahakal on your tuffel. But let's say the bracha on the tuffel is hadam, and the bracha on the ikar is ha'etz, then you would make hadam on the tuffel first and ha'etz on the ikar afterwards. And the Mishnah Berura says that this question is so confusing that we should avoid ever having such a shayla. But what is perhaps the machloikis? The machloikis is as we are explaining. The machloikis is, how do we look at Iker V'Tofel? Do we look at Iker V'Tofel that the Tofel carries its own independent chiv? So if the Tofel carries with it its own independent chiv, so if you eat the Tofel before the Iker, you make the bracha on the Tofel. Finished. If, on the other hand, we understand that the Tofel doesn't have its own independent chiv, so yes, you can't eat without making a bracha. And therefore, if you eat the tofel before the ikkar, you're going to have to make a shakel. You're going to have to make a bracha on the tofel. But the tofel really doesn't carry its own independent chiyuv. It's a tofel. So that's why the Ramah says only make a shakel. So even though we've given so many rayas that the tofel still carries its own independent chiyuv, we could perhaps, however, suggest that there's a situation that everybody will agree that the tofel doesn't have its own independent chiyuv bracha, and it's completely subsumed under the bracha of the ikar. With a question that could easily come up, what would be the halacha? Discuss the paiskim, where I start drinking. If I have a coffee, and I put sugar in the coffee, although sugar and coffee actually carry the same bracha, but what would be the halacha if I had put something into the coffee that carried a different bracha? The halacha is that's certainly an ikar v'tafel. What would be the halacha? Discuss the paiskim. If I started drinking my coffee and I didn't put sugar into it, or I didn't put whatever additive into it, and then I decided I want to. So this seems to be the case of Taisfus, where I didn't have in mind the tafel. It wasn't here. I didn't think about it. Do I make a bracha on the tafel now or not? It seems that according to Taisus, we ought to. Taisus says, if I didn't think about the tuffle when I put it in, I don't make a bracha. I have to make a bracha on the tuffle. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, quoted in the Shmir Shabbos Kolchas, I don't. Because the sugar is part of the coffee. When do I say that the tuffle carries its own independent chiyuv? When it's separate from the ikar. But when the sugar is added to the coffee, even though I didn't think about it and even though it wasn't here, it's still all one and the same. Since it's all one and the same, that is certainly a case where the tuffel doesn't carry its own independent chiyuv bracha. On the other hand, where else would our question come up? Let's say somebody took a medicine, and as we've been learning in our Masechta, there is no bracha recited on medicine. But the medicine is very bitter. So I want to take something sweet to eat after I take the medicine to take away that bad taste. So clearly here too, we have a situation of ikar v'tofel. What is the halacha? Do I make a bracha on that candy or whatever I take into my mouth to take away the taste of the medicine? If we say that the tofel carries with it its own chiyuv bracha, just it's subsumed on the ikar, I wouldn't have to make a bracha on the tofel. If I would have to make a bracha on the tofel because I made no bracha on the ikar here. If, however, we learn that the ikar, when there's ikar with tofel, there's no chi bracha on the tofel, so then of course, here too, even though the ikar had no bracha and the tofel has a bracha, but if the ikar has no bracha, then the tofel has no bracha either. To avoid any question, what should somebody do under such circumstances? What he should do is eat the candy before the medicine. And the Ramah just quoted the Trumas Adeshin, that if you eat the tafel before the ikar, we certainly make a bracha on the tafel. Like that, you would void the question. Because otherwise, it would actually turn out to be a machlokes of the Chazon Ish would say you wouldn't make a bracha on the tafel, and the Avnei Nezer would say that you don't make a bracha on such a tafel.